It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. A recent Senate hearing included testimony about deferred maintenance projects in national parks, including some in New Mexico. The New Mexico News Connection's Roz Brown has more.
Senator Martin Heinrich noted that New Mexico has 16 park sites with $121 million in deferred maintenance. He says even volunteers who might want to help can't because there's no funding for staff to oversee their work.
Today, outdoor recreation is the single largest driver of activity on our public lands, but our assignment of staff is stuck decades in the past, and we've seen this in many places in New Mexico.
Nearly 2 million people visited national parks in New Mexico in 2016, adding an estimated $108 million to local economies. I'm Roz Brown.
On the Tuesday Health Watch, previous research has warned about consuming too many sugary drinks, but a new study has also linked natural fruit juices to an increased risk of premature death. Dr. Parag Joshi, a cardiologist with Parkland Hospital, explained to Sam Baker some reasons why fruit juices may be trouble.
While the 100% natural juices don't have added sugar, our body treats it the same way.
But isn't natural sugar supposed to be better than the added sugar?
But this would suggest that it's not.
How can that be? If I were to eat an orange, there'd be no problem with that. There's juice in it. There's sugar in it. But if I drink bottled 100% natural juice, what's wrong with that?
Whole fruits, berries in particular, are full of fiber, and they fill you up more so than the juice version of those would. The calories that you get from those fruits, in addition to the fiber, in addition to the nutrients that are in fruits that can help our body, the vitamins, those kinds of things, the sugar-based calories are there.
They're offset by other nutritional values. Now, the bottled juice, what?
You're probably left with much less fiber, for sure, right? That's more of the pulp, if you will, or the the solid part of the fruit, and you're left with just the sugars, probably still some of the beneficial vitamins and those kinds of things, potentially less. Question really is, though, what else you're doing? And this is sort of the challenge with nutrition research in general. If you're getting calories in one way, you have to compare that with what you're replacing it with. And if you do this with whole fruits, then it's filling you up. That's what we think, at least, with the healthy and potentially what we may be unhealthy, the sugary part of these, but it's filling you up and you're not taking in more. With the juices, I think one of the hypotheses is that you're getting all of the sugary part of the fruits. It's also empty calories. There's no fiber in there. There's nothing to really, you know, satiate your hunger or desire. And as a result, you probably are still taking in more sugar throughout the day, more food in general. I think there's probably a link through obesity, diabetes, you know, kind of stressing the body's insulin metabolism, insulin sugar handling system. And I think that's probably why we're seeing this downstream now association going through obesity, through diabetes, into heart disease, into dying prematurely.
Even with the natural juice, is it that one drink of this juice is a harmful thing, or is it that we're drinking too much of it?
In this study, they're comparing people who drank more to people who drank less, but not saying what is the right amount and what is the harmful amount necessarily. They get at sort of the more you take in, the risk goes up by X amount.
So a person who might drink a half a cup in the morning or something versus somebody who might drink the so-called individual bottles, that's maybe too much?
Potentially. And the way they quantified this was looking at the percent of calories that came from the sugary drinks or the natural juice drinks compared to your total calories that you take in for the day. And it was in those people that 10% or more of their calories came in from this compared to people who got less than 5%. That was where they saw this signal.
At the root of this, you're talking about sugary drinks or natural juices, but both contain sugar. Sugar is sugar is sugar. So what's so harmful about sugar?
Sugar is something we all need in terms of a fuel for our body. But our bodies, from an evolutionary perspective, were not designed to handle the amounts of sugar we're seeing in our diets today. The mechanisms that harms us is through weight gain. The calories are coming in, but it's not filling us up, and that tends to mean we eat more and more. Whereas if you were to supplant that with protein or even healthier fats, on a calorie for calorie basis, you would get more full with those compared to sugars or carbohydrates.
So let's say I'm one of your patients. I can deal with water most of the time, but every now and then I'd like something with a little flavor in it. So what's a healthy alternative?
Any beverage in moderation is probably fine. How much you need to moderate it is where it becomes tricky. A glass of orange juice on Saturday morning is probably fine. If it's every single day, two glasses, that's an issue. And where the balance is, a lot of these things are relative. So if you came in as my patient and you said, I'm drinking, you know, three glasses of orange juice a day, I would say, well, let's cut it back to two and we'll get to a reasonable place eventually. There's no way you're going to be able to totally change and sustain that to no orange juice, right? And so we have to start with where you are and then work our way to a more manageable goal.
Dr. Joshi, thank you for being with me.
Great. Thanks so much.